Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
But I do want to talk about some Chicago Cubs, and definitely, we actually have some Chicago White Sox news to talk about, too, as well. So I'm going to hit the Cubs first and really quickly. For those of you not getting an opportunity to watch a lot of spring training baseball, that's okay. Don't worry about it. But Michael Busch, off to a hot start so far. Good to see him hitting the ball hard. Unfortunately, hit the ball really hard. Line drive off of a Dodger pitcher's head, who thankfully he is okay.
But you've got to do that now to avoid the obstruction. Oh, boy. Bobby hit in the head. Oh, my goodness. That ball goes into foul territory. But a comebacker from Busch hit Bobby Miller.
And this is just frightening.
But that was a scary moment in the first spring training game of the season. But again, this is a guy, 27 years old. Chicago Cubs aren't banking on him at a position that's supposed to produce power. I do like Michael Busch. But again, I'm wondering what kind of ceiling that he has. And I think this is the year that we're going to understand what Michael Busch's ceiling capability is for the Chicago Cubs moving forward. Off to a hot start. Great to see. Justin Steele looks sharp. This is a guy who I think is going to have a huge blockbuster type season. He's trying to get an extension right now. He wasn't healthy to start last year after he hurt his hamstring in the first start of the year, came back, and then had a bit of some snake bit luck. Pitched really well, but only had 5 wins on the season. I think he is primed to have a huge year, so it was great to see him sharp right out of the gate. Justin Turner just looks cool in a Cubs uniform. I think he's going to be a huge asset, at least in the first couple months of the year, and then whether he can stay healthy or not, we'll see what happens there. Two of the big ones, though. First one is, guy to keep an eye on in spring training, Kevin Alcantara. My goodness gracious. This dude, 6'5", tall, fast, energy, flair. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he has a lot of hallmarks. If this was central casting, he does have some hallmarks of possibly being a star. He's only 22 years old. Now, keep in mind, last year, hit 278, 353 on base percentage, 428 slugging, 14 home runs, 21 doubles, 61 RBIs, 14 stolen bases, 111 games spent between AA and AAA. In the call-up with Iowa and AAA, he actually hit 292 with 848 OPS. And this spring training, he's hitting the ball hard to all parts of the field. He's stealing bases. He's running the bases well. His speed is showing up. This guy, as it stands right now, if something were to, you know, health aside, if something were to happen in the Chicago Cubs outfield, him and Owen Casey, I think those are the first two call-ups that get an opportunity. I think he would be a backup center for PCA, Pete Crone Armstrong. And look, I'm not going to get ahead of myself and say this kid is going to be something, but this is good news for the Chicago Cubs for multiple reasons. One, obviously, one of your prospects, a guy that you traded Anthony Rizzo for, is finally beginning to come into his own just a little bit here. Still very young at 22 years old, a lot to learn in terms of managing the strike zone with the bat, but he's coming along. If he continues to play well, this adds more flexibility for the Chicago Cubs. They can get more creative. A couple of things. One, if you do get into a situation where you want to re-sign Kyle Tucker, but you can't keep Tucker, Seiya, and Ian Happ on the team at the same time, and you got to trade a guy like Seiya, or even I'll say it, trade a guy like Ian Happ to be able to afford Kyle Tucker, it is good to know that you can then bring in Kevin Alcantara to maybe fulfill some of the gaps of that, and then move and turn the page, and let's see if he can become something for the Chicago Cubs. The other one is the Chicago Cubs are going to be good this year. The Chicago Cubs really want to go for it. They need Kevin Alcantara to absolutely rake in the minor leagues, because this guy, I'm just telling you, if his production matches what I think his makeup looks like right now, I think he could be the centerpiece of a huge, giant trade. And I'm going to reignite the fires again. If you want to talk about possibly a Vlad Guerrero Jr., that type of talent with a mid-season July trade deadline deal to put the Chicago Cubs over the edge that maybe allows them to not only compete to nail down the division, but maybe even go deep into the playoffs. You need Kevin Alcantara to play well because he could possibly be a centerpiece to a huge monster trade that would get you that superstar to pair with a guy like Kyle Tucker. Or he plays well, and all of a sudden now you have some flexibility and some options with your outfield moving forward, and maybe that gives you more hope that you can resign Kyle Tucker and then minimize it by getting rid of some of your payroll with Seiya or Ian Happ. So Kevin Alcantara is a bit of an X factor. We love what we're seeing from him in spring training. It's super early, but if you are a Cubs fan, I would be rooting full throat for Kevin Alcantara to continue to play well, whether it is with the big league club or in the minor leagues, because he is an intriguing piece one way or the other. The other one is, I think it's personally panic time with Matt Shaw, and here's why. Nothing to do with his promise as a prospect or his potential on the field this season. He's dealing with an oblique injury. Now, when are we going to wake up and just realize that these oblique injuries for hitters are just as bad as shoulder injuries for pitchers? We've seen it time and time again. I just mentioned Seiya Suzuki. This dude gets an oblique injury. It is multiple weeks before he comes back. And when he does come back, there's something in the back of his mind that he doesn't want to hurt it again. And it really zaps his potential to really kind of lean into something, really cut loose on a swing. And the production goes down. We see this time and time again, and it's a young player, and I feel terrible about it. But Matt Shaw dealing with an oblique injury, as of right now, baseball beat writer Bruce Levine says you can just absolutely scratch off the possibility of Matt Shaw playing in Japan. I believe it's March 22nd before the season begins in April. And this is a guy who needs to get off to a good start, that needs to get the feel at the plate to be able to hit the ground running when he makes his, you know, major league debut, and hopefully gives you 140-ish games for the Chicago Cubs at the hot corner. You need his confidence right. You need him to be healthy. And right now, this is just a bad, bad sign. And I'm not saying this means that they absolutely should have signed Alex Bregman, but they got to start thinking about alternatives, in my personal opinion, because I think Matt Shaw will be fine eventually, maybe in May and June. But as it stands right now, things are getting really dicey here about him being able to contribute in April. And if he can't contribute in April, or maybe he's slow going and trying to ease him back in, you're playing a lot of other guys at that position, and then you're asking yourself, when does it actually lock in and have him feeling like himself? Is it May? These things, these oblique injuries, are really, really tough. And if I'm the Chicago Cubs, I think panic should slightly be setting in with that oblique injury for Matt Shaw. They said it was tiny, but he still hasn't been on the field yet. And now they're possibly saying, even if they do ramp him up, cross him off for Japan, it's not good, Chicago Cubs fans, at that particular point. And it's too bad because everyone was really rooting for him to go out and do something. And it's not looking good. Something to keep an eye on. And I will keep you updated right here on Sports Talk Chicago in the coming weeks about Matt Shaw's current oblique injury.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.